Turn to 1 Corinthians, chapter 14. Can everybody hear me? 1 Corinthians, chapter 14. We're going to pray tonight. From time to time, we will be praying in this class. Online students, we want you to join us also in prayer. We're coming to a chapter in our book that says how to pray for 1 hour. And possibly before the end of this semester, we will take this entire class praying in the Holy Ghost. Amen. In other tongues. So again, you know, if there is anybody in the class who is not filled with the Spirit, with the evidence of speaking in other tongues, let me know. Same for our online students. You can receive right there. Amen. There's no distance in the spirit realm. All we have to do is ask. And when we ask, He will give us that which we are asking for. Amen. If you're having any trouble with your prayer language, let me know. Amen. And we can help you to take care of that also. 1 Corinthians 14, I want y'all to stand up. And we're going to read verse 2. And then we're going to begin to pray. And we're going to pray for about 5 minutes or so. Okay, ready? Let's read. For he that speaketh in an unknown tongue speaketh not unto men, but unto God. For no man understandeth him. Howbeit, in the Spirit, he speaketh mysteries. Hallelujah. We all have some mysteries in our lives. You know, what is God doing? What does God want to do? Sometimes, you know, healing. Sometimes financial issues. And we're seeking God. So as we pray, if there is any need that you have, begin to think on those needs. And then we're going to believe God that He's going to begin to unfold. He's going to begin to uncover. And He's going to begin to unlock some mysteries in your life. We have learned in this class that before we pray, we acknowledge the Holy Spirit and we ask Him to help us. Amen? Hallelujah. So Holy Spirit, in the name of Jesus, we acknowledge you. We welcome you. We ask you right now to help us. Help us. Hallelujah, to pray concerning the mysteries. Shanarabaka shandarebe deheya. Ambabababababakandarebe de moho sandarabaka haya. Amabababababaka shakandarebe deheya, Lord God. Amabababababaha shandarebe dehe. Amabababababoko shandarabaka ye ye here. Amabababababaka shandarabaki reme sendarebe dehe. Thank you, Lord. Amabababababaka shakandarabaka haya. Uncover, Lord God. Amba baba baba baka shi here. Elelele boho ya. Amba baba 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 baka shakanda rabaki yere me sende de bede. Amba baba baba baka shakanda rabaka ye ye here, Lord God. Unlock, Lord God. Ora baba baha shaha. Ora baba baba baka shanda rabaki here. Alalala mahaya. Alalala mahaya ye here, Lord God. Glory to God. Glory to God. We thank you, Lord God. Shere baha shanda rabakaha. Amba baba baba banda de de de. Amba baba banda de de de. Amba baba banda de de de. Reveal, Lord God. Oh, glory to God. Reveal. Shatanda rabakaha. Ere boko shanda de be here, Lord God. Amba baba baba baha shahaya. Amba baba baba baha shahaya. Amba baba baba baha shahaya. You here, Lord God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord God. It's in the name of Jesus we pray. Mora basahaya. Mora baba kashanda rabakaha. Amababa kinderebede. Amababa kashayende. Oh, glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Alalala boho shahaya. Amababa kanderebede de boho sandara bakaha. Me glory to God. Shalalala bahashonda rabakahaya. Alalala monde rebegindebede, Lord God. Alalala bahashanda rabakaha. The Lord, we believe we receive. Oh, Rabba Sandere De. Oh, Rabba Baba Bakashane. Oh, Rabba Baba Bakandere Bedere Bohosondere Behil, oh God. Glory to God. Glory to God. We thank you. Shadandere Bogoshandere Baha. Shadandere Bokoshandere Baha. Ebe Bebe Bebe Bekendere Bede. Ama Baba Baba Bakashandere Baha. Ama Baba Baba Bakandere Bedeya. Oh, Rabba Sandere Bakaha. Glory to God, glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. We thank you, Lord God. Ala la la bahu shanda rabakaha. Ama baba baba baka shanda rabakaha ya. Glory, 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 glory. Shama baba baba bahashia. Ama baba baba bakanda rabahaya. We humble ourselves under your mighty hand, Lord. Glory to God. Glory to God. We're so thankful. We're so thankful. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah, Lord God. Alalala bahaha. Alalala bahashahaya. Mende bode de. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you. Shalanda roboko shanda rabaha. Robosene. Roboson rabakaha. Amabanda rebegende rebede. Amababa bakashaha. Amababa bakashanda rabaha. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you for every student, Lord God. Glory to God. Thank you for their homes, Lord. Thank you for their families, Lord. Elelele mahashanda rabakahaya. Thank you for this school, Father. Glory to God. Thank you for our apostle, Lord. Glory, 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 glory. We thank you. Ah, yendera bodoha. Ah, yendera bodoha. Ah, yendera bodoha. Ha, 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 ha. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Ala la la bahashanda rabakahaya. Ama baba baba bakanda rebedere boho sanda rabakahaya. Ye rabasi. Ye rabasi. Ye rabasi. Glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. Ama baba bahashinde. Ama baba bahashaya. Ama baba bakanda rabahaya. Lord, it's in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. It's in the name of Jesus we pray. And we thank you for it. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. We're training ourselves that as we pray, we want to listen. Amen. We want to listen. He will speak to us. Amen. He'll speak to us. So we're training ourselves that as we pray, hear what the word of the Lord is saying to me at this moment. Amen. Glory to God. Y'all may be seated. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. We will be continuing our lesson. Chapter 5. And it is how to develop a life of constant prayer. And I think it's so important at this time. Apostle has said that this year is the year of supernatural transformation. So we have to believe, God, that we are being transformed. We are no longer who we were at the beginning of this year. Amen? God's making some deposits, some impartations, and our lives are being transformed. Amen? So we must believe that, and we want to keep that in mind. he gave us some words, those of us, well, I don't know who he gave it to. Amen. I know he gave it to me. Hallelujah. Gave it to some others, the words were, let's see, we are wrapped in God's perfect love. We are wrapped in Jesus's precious blood, and we are wrapped in the Holy Spirit's profound power. You know, and that was just, it was just so good, just so good, and just amazing. So just when we get to that point where we begin to make these words like realities, when we begin to, first of all, receive what our man of God is saying to us, amen? See, we have to receive that. And the only way that we're going to be able to receive from the man of God and the instructors here at this time because of what God is doing. You heard tonight our apostle says that God, you know, is moving. He's moving. He wants us to move too. Amen. As he moves, we know we gotta move with him. Can you imagine the children of Israel when they were coming out of Egypt when the cloud was moving and the cloud moved, and you know, Moses had them move with the cloud. They had to move with the cloud. I mean, I never read where anybody say, I'm not going right now. You know, and you don't want the cloud to get too far ahead of you either. Amen? Because then you got to run to catch up. Amen? And catching up is hard. I don't like to catch up. You know, sometimes I have to look at my apostle and I say, I can't let him get too far down the road. You know, some things, you know, it's like, you know, you're sitting there and you're trying to receive it, you're trying to receive it. And it's like, man, it just goes, and it's like, I can't let him get too far down the road. And so then you have to pray, and you have to ask the Holy Spirit, help you to receive this revelation. Amen. I'm going to give you an assignment, and I do this because, you know, I don't want to forget. And sometimes, you know, we might get all caught up in something, and then I'll forget to tell you. On February 4th, in our training in the Word class, Apostle taught a message, and the title of that message was Mysteries, Secrets, Rhythms, and Timing in the Spirit Realm. Mysteries, Secrets, Rhythms, and Timing in the Spirit Realm. I know some of you are members of Word of Life Christian Center, but I want you to go back and I want you to listen either to the tape, watch it on Roku, watch it on internet. But your assignment is to watch this message. Amen? And it's all about praying in the Holy Ghost. Okay? It's all about praying in the Holy Ghost. It was a dynamic message. And when you come back next week, we'll touch on it. Amen? So that's your assignment for next week. The date again is February the 4th, 2015. And you know how to access that. If you're going to go on the internet, you're going to go media. And I think you go archives. And then you're going to go training in the Word. And you're going to look for February the 4th. And then you're going to look for this. Sometimes it's the topic, but mostly it's the date. If you're doing Roku, you go to, I think it's Training in the Word. If you go all the way down, I think it says Training in the Word. One of them says Sunday services. Oh, no, it says church services. And then it says Sunday services. And then it says, I don't know if it says Wednesday or Training in the Word session. And you're doing Training in the Word session, and you're going to click on that February the 4th. Okay, so that's internet, and that's Roku. And then those of you who may be interested, there is a CD if you just wanna listen to it. Amen. But that's your assignment. Okay, we've been talking about how to develop a life of constant prayer. We talked about I call them qualities that, you know, in order to have a life of constant prayer, you must have commitment. Y'all remember that? You must be disciplined, and you must have perseverance. Now, I want you to know, it's no way in the world that you're going to be able to persevere in prayer unless you pray in the Spirit. Amen? Because in our natural human understanding, we are going to run out. Amen? You are not going to be able to persevere in prayer unless you are filled with the Spirit and praying in the Spirit. Amen? That's not to say that you're not going to be able to pray. You can pray, but you won't be able to persevere. Amen? I call it just hang in there. You got to be able to hang in there. Another thing, we talked about the enemies, that when we are trying to have this life or develop this life of constant prayer, we gave the three enemies: pride, fear, and again, lack of perseverance. And we talked about the lack of perseverance. It immobilizes you. You know, you're not going forward. You're not going backwards. You're just standing still. Amen. Turn to Luke 18 and 1. I think we went over this one, but I decided that we would start there tonight. Luke 18, 1. Luke 18, 1, and it says, "And he spake a parable unto them to this end, that men ought always to pray and not to faint." Amen? Always to pray. And they're talking about, you know, this is what Jesus was teaching. He was teaching them, and he taught them in the form of a parable. In our book, you know, the author says, Jesus emphasized two very important points in this particular scripture. One, prayer is a necessity. Men ought, that word ought, I mean, that is necessary. We need to pray because we have to have communion with God. We are called to do it. God wants to establish his will on earth and to change the will of men. Remember, prayer helps us from falling into temptation. We learned that before, right? Okay. The other thing that Jesus emphasized, pray without ceasing and don't lose heart. Amen? That's what that fainting means. Fainting means like to give up, to lose heart. The words lose heart mean to fail wholeheartedly, to lose your courage, and to want to give up. Amen. Lose your courage and want to give up. And then we got over there to Matthew 7 and 7. And in your book, it says, what else did Jesus say concerning perseverance in prayer? And that scripture says, ask and it shall be given to you. Seek and ye will find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. And I shared with you that I have read this, I'm pretty sure, hundreds of times. And I never saw this, and I think the author uses the word phases of prayer, and I use the word levels of prayer. I don't know if y'all remember the last time we met, because, you know, he was saying asking. You know, it means to beg, to petition, or supplication. The word ask implies to be persistent in asking, to never give up, never lose heart, when the answer is taking too long. You know, we as human beings, and that's what happens. You know, we're praying and we're asking God for something, and I think probably after a week, if it hadn't shown up, you know, we begin to say, well, I must have missed God, you know? Maybe, no, that wasn't for me. Maybe I didn't hear right, you know? But see, these are all ploys of the enemy, because he knows that if you persevere, if you are persistent, you will receive, amen? You know, and then, you know, the author, he says, then, you know, we go on from asking to seeking. He says, seeking implies to seek God with intensity. This is no longer just a petition or an asking or a supplication. Rather, it is an intense and diligent search. It is to search for something until it is found. And the only scripture, when I was preparing, for this lesson, that scripture over in Romans, and I think the author is going to refer to it. It just kept coming up. I don't know. Look, I want to say 26, but sometimes I say, no, is it 27 or is it 26? But anyway, this is a scripture that we here at Word of Life Christian Center read all the time. It's acknowledging the Holy Spirit, and it says, likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought. But the Spirit himself maketh intercessions for us with groanings which cannot be uttered, and it's 27, and he that searcheth. So this seeking and this searching means that we need the help of the Holy Ghost. You know, he is the one who searches. You know, and that verse goes on to say, and he that searcheth the hearts knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercession, praying, amen. He maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God. So, you know, we ask, and then, you know, we get to the point, well, we're going to be seeking. We're going to be asking the Holy Spirit to help search. Amen. Let's find out what's going on here. Let's find out what I need to do here. You know, and then you're leaning totally upon him. You're asking for his direction. You're asking for his guidance, because that's what he does. Amen. He's there to guide us. He's there to help us, strengthen us, stand by us. Let us know you're not alone. Amen. That's what he's there for. And then he goes on and he says, then we can go on to knock. You know, if we don't get it when we ask, if we don't get it when we seek, then we can knock. And, you know, last time we met, we talked about that knocking. He said it's translated as knocking at the door until it falls. Amen. Knocking at the door until it falls. This word implies an intense search until there's a breakthrough. Amen. Until there's a breakthrough. This type of search has no limitations. When we go into this, and he calls it a phase, this last phase, it is no longer a calling, but it is a groaning, a moaning, a wailing, which will give birth to something in the spirit. We must pray until there is a breakthrough. Amen. Until there is a breakthrough. Now, I think I went over the verse the last time over in Galatians 4:19. My little children, of whom I travail in birth again until Christ be formed in you. This verse implies that we cannot let the new believer go, quotes, until a change occurs in them. Well, it goes the same thing for us. Amen. You know, we gotta keep praying about this until. And he said, what does the word until mean? And until means a period of time or space. It could be long or it could be short in duration. In the Greek, until means to be attached to a purpose and to not give up. Attached to a purpose and not to give up. We need to have purpose when we pray, and we should do it until victory is achieved. Amen. Purpose. Let's look at Luke 11. Turn in your Bibles, Luke chapter 11. And now we're talking about until, and we're talking about breakthrough, and we're talking about perseverance. Amen. And your author calls this a friend comes at midnight, and y'all have heard it before. This is not new. Luke 11, verses 5 through 13. And he said to them, which of you shall have a friend, and shall go unto him at midnight, and say unto him, friend, lend me 3 loaves. I have to laugh at that one. I'm sorry. Somebody knocking on your door talking about 3 loaves of bread at midnight. Oh, my gosh. The verse 6, for a friend of mine in his journey is come to me, and I have nothing to set before him. And he from within shall answer and say, Trouble me not. The door is now shut, and my children are with me in bed. I cannot rise and give thee. Verse 8, I say unto you, though he will not rise and give him, because he is his friend, yet because of his importunity, he will rise and give him as many as he needeth. And I say unto you, ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. For every one that asketh, receiveth, and he that seeketh, findeth, and to him that knocketh, it shall be opened. If a son shall ask bread of any of you that is a father, will he give him a stone? Will he? Or if he ask a fish, will he for a fish give him a serpent? No. Or if he shall ask an egg, will he offer him a scorpion? No. If ye then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask him? Now, this is just talking about the Holy Spirit, but I mean, whatever you're asking him, how much more? Anything that we are asking God for that is in accordance with God's will, he wants us to have it. Amen? And if we know how to, you know, give good gifts to our children, then God wants to give us good gifts also. Amen? Hallelujah. And then let's look at, there's another one. Okay, that one was a friend comes at midnight. And then let's go to Luke 18. The parable of the persistent widow. I mean, these, you know, we're talking about people being persistent, you know, midnight. Now, that's bold. Now, that is some bold to go knock at somebody's door at midnight and ask for some bread. You know, oh, my God. Hallelujah. Oh, well, you know, the person going to just keep on knocking. They're just going to say, oh, well, to keep them from keep on knocking, then I'm going to just go ahead on and get up and give them the bread. Give them as many as they needed. Now, see, they asked for three, but he probably gave them more than that. Amen. Hallelujah. Luke 18 and 1. And we're going to read verses 1 through 8, the parable of the persistent widow. And he spake a parable unto them to this end, that men ought always to pray and not to faint, saying, there was in the city a judge which feared not God, neither regarded man. And there was a widow in that city. And she came unto him, saying, avenge me of mine adversary. And he would not for a while. But afterward he said within himself, though I fear not God, nor regard man, yet because this widow troubleth me, I will avenge her, lest by her continual coming she weary me. And the Lord said, hear what the unjust judge saith. And shall not God avenge his own elect, which cry day and night unto him, though he bear long with them? I tell you that he will avenge them speedily. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man cometh, shall he find faith on the earth? Amen. I mean, you know, this widow, you know, avenge me, can you imagine? Avenge me, avenge me, avenge me. And she wasn't gonna stop. Avenge me. I mean, that's like little kids. Come on, think about the little kids, you know, when they're little, especially when they're little, can I have a piece? Can I have a piece? Can I have a piece? You know, it's like, no, wait till we get out. Can I have a piece? Oh, I want a piece. I need a piece. You know, and they're just going on and on and on until finally what we do, here you go, to shut them up. You know, just to shut them up, we go ahead and we give it to them. Amen? So, you know, these are just examples of persistence and perseverance. I'm not going to quit. And this is the way God wants us to be. Amen? Number one, bold is the woman who went at midnight. Amen? When we go to God, let's be bold and let's ask God for what it is that we need. And then to be persistent. Then I told y'all we were going to be looking at how do we know when we have a breakthrough. Hallelujah. I'm gonna tell y'all where that's at in the book. I got it marked. I got it marked for you. Turn to page 92. 92. That's We're just going to go over them, okay? I'll give them to you first, and then I think I might let y'all read. Hallelujah. They are, how do we know when we have a breakthrough? One of them is a new song in the spirit. Another one is a smile in the spirit. Another one is inner peace. And then the inner witness. Now, I want you to understand, you know, he didn't really say praying in the Holy Ghost or praying in tongues. He didn't say that. But this is what happens when we pray in tongues. Amen. As most of you know, especially members of Word of Life Christian Center, we pray 1 hour every Monday evening. And I know some of the other LTMN churches do the same things for our online students. Some of you are already doing that. But these are just examples of some of the things that occur while you're praying. And what the author is saying, that when this happens to you, you know, this is a signal of a breakthrough. Amen. See, we have never known that. We have never known. Look, she said, I don't know how many of you have ever experienced. I mean, you know, you'll be praying. And we have a lady, she's one of the prayer leaders. She sings all the time in the spirit. Amen. She'll start off praying just like everybody else, and then all of a sudden you'll hear over there, and she's singing in the spirit. I think it's happened to me. You know, I can't sing well. Let me put it that way. But a little song will just come up. Sometimes it's an old song. You know, when I say an old song, my grandma them song, and you know it's pertinent for what's going on right now. So the author is telling us, when these things begin, when you're praying and these things begin to happen to you, like you're on the verge of a breakthrough. Amen. That's how you know when you're getting close. When you're getting close. And he says some things. Okay, let's look at them. I want you to look in your book. Amen. A new song in the spirit. He says, when you are praying for something specific and suddenly a new song, you know, a song that you never heard before, you just start putting some words together, but you got yourself a little tune, and sometimes you got a little rock with the thing, you know. He says, a new song comes into your heart. This is a sign that you have the breakthrough that you were waiting for. You know, what you were praying about. What were you praying about? Amen? This is a sign. You know, then all of a sudden, you know, you just start singing. Lord, you good. Lord, you good. I'm so glad. I'm so glad. Lord, you good. You know? And, you know, you're like, okay, I've never heard that before. I've never heard that before. Amen? So that's one. And then he say, a smile in the spirit. Some people experience the urge to just joyfully smile when they're praying. Perhaps they might even begin to laugh without understanding why. This is a sign that God has heard your prayer, and that the only thing left to do is to wait for it to manifest in the natural. Amen? I mean, a smile, yeah. You know, and then all of a sudden you just laugh. Amen? You just laughing. You know, I can remember a time there was a lot of that going on. Amen? Might have been breakthrough. So what the author is telling us, be online students, be on the lookout for these. Be on the lookout, amen? So it's not that you're just smiling. It's not that you're just laughing. Something is happening in the spirit realm. Remember we talked about that when you pray, especially in the Holy Ghost, this is supernatural, amen? So you're already in the supernatural, glory to God. And then the third one, inner peace. When you're praying for something and suddenly a calm and peace comes upon you. This means that you have reached your until, look at that, until, amen? Until moment of prayer, you have your breakthrough. And then, you know, and a lot of times these things happen to us, but we have not known what to do. And it's at that point, you know, you don't have to pray about it no more. It's at that point that you just begin to thank God for it. Amen? And you say, but it hadn't shown up yet. Keep thanking him. Lord, I believe I received this. Lord, I'm so glad you heard me, Lord God. I praise you and I honor you. And then you just go on about your business. Apostle said something like that, you know, tonight. You know, he says, you know, just leave that alone. Why? It's done. It's taken care of. Amen? So just leave it alone and then go on to the next thing. Amen? Every now and then when it come up on you and you think about it, you don't go back and pray about it. Lord, I thank you. Lord, I thank you for that. Amen. Praise the Lord. And then the last one, he says, the inner witness. Sometimes God speaks to us, letting us know that he is in control. Amen. Once we hear from God, the only thing left to do is to wait until we have the physical manifestation of that which we have been asking for. After we receive the breakthrough we're waiting for, we should begin to give thanks to God for the answer and for the victory. Amen. So, you know, we need to be thinking a little bit more. You know, we spend so much time praying about certain things over and over and over. And then, you know, we look back now. Did you smile? Amen. Did you have a little song? Amen. Did you start laughing at any point? I mean, well, you had it. You had it. Amen. So just go ahead on and you just thank God for it. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That was good, huh? Amen. That was good. That was good. I told y'all it was going to be good. I told you. I told you I got all excited when I began to see that. It's like, now we know. Now we know. Amen. Hallelujah. Then he goes on. He talks about the obstacles that will stand in the way of a breakthrough. And we'll just go over those. Not seeing any change in the people, things, or situations for which we are praying for them to get saved. Praying for them to get saved. Praying for the loved ones to get saved. Don't look like they're going to get saved. Believe God. Amen? Believe God. They're going to get saved. Before they leave here, they're going to get saved. Amen? When the outcome of our prayer is not in line with the time we invested. Lord, I've been praying for 6 months. I've been praying for 6 months. This thing hadn't happened yet. Amen? And then look at this other one. Oh, my God. The false reports of well-intentioned word of advice from brothers or sisters in the faith will sometimes become words of discouragement. Amen? You know, you got to understand that sometimes you can't tell nobody. It's just between you and God. People, and they don't mean any harm. They don't mean any harm. Amen? They just don't, God didn't talk, he didn't tell them. He told you. Amen? So you just keep it to yourself until it manifests, then you can tell the whole world. Amen? Hallelujah. Remember that. Now, that's a good one there. And then distraction, doing prayer. You know, we become distracted. You know, we praying. Amen. And then we become distracted. Something pull us off. And baby crying. Baby nose running. You praying, you believe in God. And all of a sudden, you got to stop because somebody say the baby might have pneumonia. The baby might have the flu. Or the baby might have distraction. One of the lessons, that I've learned is distractions. The enemy will come with all kinds of distractions to pull you off of where God is leading you. Amen? He's just making noise, because he's been around a long time. He knows when God is getting ready to do something big in your life. And what he's going to do, he's going to come up with something to pull you off, and then he's going to go over here, and then he's going to do something that you weren't even looking at because you were so distracted. You're going to miss a blessing because you were so distracted. You know, God is trying to tell us something. You know, don't let these distractions get in our way. Amen? Amen. Glory to God. That's it. Don't forget your assignment. We're going to look at that next week. Y'all be blessed. Amen.